The Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 34th Psalm we hear, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Gracious God, you continue to watch over our lives and help us to live with such an awareness of your observing us with love and compassion that we pray that what we do here will please you. And we pray that you will guide us and direct us when our time here is challenging and our work is difficult. Help us, Lord, remember in humility the gift you have given us to faithfully serve the people of Missouri. And we ask, open our hearts to your prompting. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks, sir.
Have a good week.
You too. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, ninth day, Thursday, January 19th, 2023. The
Senator
Senate
from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right, my left, is the intern in my office, Luke Fraga. He actually born and raised in Holt Summit, but moved to Florida for school. Great young guy. He's in the Kinder Institute on Constitutional Democracy at Mizzou, their master's program in Atlantic History and Politics. Great young guy. He's going to work in our office, and I hope you all make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Luke to the Missouri State Senate. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have a guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on your right, Matt Goodsell. If you talk to Matt Goodsell, you'll find that he's not from around here. I'm not sure if he's from the South or where. Maybe it is. It's way down under, from a place called Australia. He's been here for a number of years, and he's part of a ministry called Capital Ministries. And tonight, in room 220, just after 5:30, I guess it is, we're going to have a meeting and talk about some figures from an old, old book that was written couple thousand years ago at least, and over time, and we invite any senator who wishes to come and join us. You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome Matt to the Missouri Senate chambers today. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have visiting me today Dr. Jonathan Walker. He teaches at Hannibal LaGrange University. He's an assistant professor of business education. He has a long history of teaching lots of different courses. I first met him in the career tech field. He's a great instructor, and I would like everyone to make him welcome today.
Let's welcome Dr. Walker to the Missouri Senate today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the first.
May I inquire the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, you yield to an inquiry.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for answering to my inquiry. Senator, last Friday, as you know, a person we both know and actually a constituent of mine, Tom Villa, passed away unexpectedly. It was very sudden. Actually, it was after he had his old-timer, they have an old-timer legislator lunch once a month, and he was at that, and he came home, and then he died of a heart attack. And Tom was an institution in St. Louis, to say the least. He served in the state house, and he served as president of the Board of Aldermen. And I know that you had some relationship with him also, and I'm going to let you share something here in a second. But I'm going to go ahead and read what was written about him as far as what was on the website for his funeral. So sure. If you wouldn't mind. So it says, Tom was born on March 16, 1945, to the late Effie and Albert Red Villa. Beloved husband of Karen Ann Villa Harvey for 52 years, brother of Jack Villa, Susie, and Jane Villa. He is preceded in death by his sister, Judy Villa Bursch. Tom was a great uncle to many nieces, nephews, great nieces, and nephews. Tom never met a stranger. He was a kind and thoughtful, loyal, generous, and helpful to everyone he encountered. He had a great sense of humor and loved playing practical jokes on his many friends. Tom graduated from St. Louis University, received a master's degree from the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and later attended John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. After teaching high school English, Tom was called to continue in his father's footsteps. Tom was first and foremost a servant of the people. Politics was simply a means to a life of service. Tom had more friends and helped more people than one can count. Tom was known for his quick wit, colorful suits, and no BS approach to government. Tom didn't know a stranger, and anyone who thought they were political or policy opponent of Tom was quickly swayed by his charm, logic, and commitment to service. Tom was an old school politician who was a role model and mentor for so many. Tom served as a Missouri State Representative from 1974 to 1984, representing South St. Louis City, and also served as Majority Floor Leader. He again served as State Representative from 2000 to 2008, and from 1987 to 1995, Tom served as President of the City Board of Aldermen. Tom also served as the St. Louis Director of Public Safety. He was a member of Mayor Schaible's cabinet, was the Director of Governmental Relations for former Mayor Harmon, and closed out his lifetime of service, returning to his roots as the 11th Ward Alderman from 2011 to 2017. Tom served on many boards, including the Airport Commission, Eastway Gateway, Landmarks Association, Jefferson National Parks Association, Incarnate Word Foundation, and Cronulla Community Betterment Federation. Tom was a lifelong member of St. Stephen Pro-Martyr Parish in South St. Louis City. Tom was blessed with the sudden and peaceful death, leaving behind those who mourn the passing of a beloved legend. So that says a lot about Tom. He was a great guy, and his last 6 years was a constituent of mine. But I wanted you to share some things. I know you have some personal...
Sure. Yeah, well, I don't think it's strange to anybody that knew Tom Villa that Tom was very good about sending you letters. They were usually filled with sarcasm and joking, and that's if he didn't steal the stationery out of your printer and send a letter from you to you in other ways. And Obviously, we are all in mourning for his loss, but knowing Tom like I did and like you did, he was so playful and knew how to bring brevity to a situation, even in the most tense times. I did want to share a letter. This is one of the shorter ones I ever got from Tom, but it was very, very to the point. So as most of you know, the minority leader serves on the Mosher's board. I was very fortunate, I still do, was very fortunate to serve with former Senator Paul Whelan on that board. And then when I replaced Senator Walsh, they sent a thing out explaining to the members that I was the new member, and from the Senate, Senator Whelan and I would be the new representatives from the Senate. So he actually, and I don't want to brush up against a prop, but it's a very simple flyer letting you guys know. So he got the flyer, letterhead from when he was president of Board of Aldermen. He distinctly put retired on it, by the way. And it's very to the point. It says, "Dear my name," I can't use my name, "you look stupid in this photo. Bring back Walsh. Regards, TAV. And he would find your press clippings, whether it was in the Post-Dispatch, and honestly, and obviously after I became minority leader, I was in the press a lot more in St. Louis than normally, just being in the Kansas City area. And he would see your quote, or he would find something in there that would be funny, and he would say, that's, you know, he'd send you something like this. And most of the time, it was a good moment, because it can get very tense in here, and it can get very tense and heavy with what we deal with. And I always looked forward to a letter from Tom Villa, because it would bring you back down to reality really quickly in a way that was laughable and in a funny way. And I will very much miss Tom Villa in getting his letters. So
thank you, Senator. I'm going to end this inquiry now. I appreciate it. And
yeah.
Mr. President,
Senator from the first.
May I have a moment of personal privilege?
The Senator from the First District asks for a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Yeah, Mr. President, I would ask that we do a moment of silence for our long-term public servant, Tom Villa, passing away on Friday.
Would the members of the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise and observe a moment of silence for Representative Tom Villa. Thank you. Senator from the First, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
Do you know what Mr. Villa used to refer me to me as? I will tell you the one I can say here on the floor.
Okay, yeah, because he was very colorful in language.
He could never remember my name, so he always called me, "You're that Sinclair kid." I said, "Well, Mr. Villa, that's not actually my last name." He said, "That's what I call you." And so that's what it was.
Thank you.
The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Cass County was springing out of his seat to be
Thank
first.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Morning.
I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
Well, I have no explanation at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 525, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to county libraries.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 526, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to public assistance.
Introduction of bills, the senior senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, I have one bill and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 527, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to the delivery of health care services by dentists.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Was the audible Senator. Please send your bill forward.
I think I'm loud, Mr. President.
Audible. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 528, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to child custody proceedings.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Phelps County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills and no explanation necessary.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 529, introduced by Senator Brown 16, an act relating to the large animal veterinary medicine loan repayment program.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 530, introduced by Senator Brown 16, an act relating to pet shop operations.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. I have one bill, no explanation needed.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 531, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to expungement.
Introduction of bills, the junior senator from Jefferson County.
I have two bills and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send both of your bills forward. If we could get some order in the chamber so we can hear the Madam Secretary read the first bill from the Senator of Jefferson County.
Senate Bill number 532, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to school board candidate filing.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 533, introduced by Senator Coleman, an act relating to property taxes.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Livingston County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your
explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the Senator of Livingston County.
Senate Bill number 534, introduced by Senator Black, an act relating to emergency medical technicians.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Franklin County. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the Senator of Franklin.
Senate Joint Resolution number 39, introduced by Senator Brown, 26, a joint resolution relating to the assessment of real property.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills, no explanation needed.
Senator, we will You're get welcome. A two-wheel cart for you to send your four bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the first of four bills, please.
Senate Bill number 535, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to STEM career awareness.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 536, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to digital mining.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 537, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 538, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to mental health coordinators.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 20th district.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 539, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to hazardous waste facility permits.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
I have five bills.
Send your smaller government five bills forward.
They're all fantastic bills, Mr. President, but no explanation is required.
Thank you for explaining that, Senator. Madam Secretary, read the first of five bills.
Senate Bill number 540, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to a tax deduction for members of the armed forces.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 541, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 542, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to vaccination of members of the Missouri National Guard.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 543, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to school districts with a four-day school week.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 544, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to the authority of the Commissioner of Administration.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. Sending it forward, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 545, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to student enrollment in virtual school programs.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Dunklin County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 546, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to hemp extract.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, please ask the Secretary if there are messages from the governor, and if so, I ask they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the governor. They will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer Senate Current Resolution 8 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics? Mr. President, also, could you refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
The bill and the appointments will be so referred. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
You're getting so good at this.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.